Government will by the end of June this year hold a national dialogue on the short, medium and long-term economic policies and programs of the country to reach a consensus on how to address the challenges the economy is going through. Vice President Kwesi Arthur, who announced this at Sogakope in the Volta region, said government is mindful of achieving its social sector objectives and the Millennium Development Goals. He said the outcome of the dialogue is expected to guarantee jobs and infrastructure for the private sector. Sethia reports.
Vice President Emisatha said the national economic dialogue will be devoid of preconditions.
The president has agreed that before the end of June, we should have a national discussion on the path that we have selected on the economy. This national discussion should be open-minded and should be done without preconditions. Already, the finance minister has started the process of reviewing the trends in the economy in order to provide an assessment for this. The way out is not to engage in partisan debate, but to get together in a room with all the interested stakeholders and discuss how we move forward.
The vice president said the blame game aimed at scoring political points rather undermine the economy.
There's a danger for me that the discussions can deteriorate into a partisan debate. We need to avoid turning the future of this country's economy into a discussion between pressure groups that either issue ultimatums or people that seek confrontation. Because it is not a blame game, and it is not to find out who caused the original sin, it is not to score political or other points, or for others to find excuses for inaction. What the government has tried to do is to address the problem and find a way forward.
Mr. Misasa reiterated the need to address the public sector wage bill since it is having a toll on government revenue. It is also affecting the private sector. Seth Iyia, reporting for Radio Ghana.